So basically what you're trying to say is that you don't believe women are capable of hosting a show? No, I think they not capable of delivering babies, hosting shows, becoming president, operating an automobile, changing oil, making a plate. I got to make my own plate. You hear me? I think they're just completely useless. I mean, Pamela could gratify me. I don't need a woman to gratify me. I think they're like cockroaches and flies. They don't got no purpose. They just annoy you. Just annoy you. So, what about your mother, sir? I mean, do you believe that I shame her for having she? I mean, it's really hard to explain because I really don't know why she went ahead and want to do something like that without my consent anyway. So okay, let's try and get back to the subject. So what do you think about women that rap or sing? I don't know why they want to compete with us, because I have flow, and they should just buy our CDs. They should buy our CDs. They be in our videos. I don't think they belong behind a mic or any type of recording equipment, or need to be on stage when a mic and the male is performing there, or alpha male is performing there. So that's why I feel about it. I mean, they gonna shake their ass. They can shake their ass. I mean, and then nothing good for cum buckets anyway. Certain types of men that like them, but I honestly believe that women are completely disempowered. They are the scum of the earth, and they need to find a role because they really don't have one. I think that's why they try to position themselves in male roles, because they want to find a role because they don't know their own, and I don't know their own. And I don't think God knows their own role. So, with that, that's basically all I have to say about this here. Okay, sir. Well, I have to disagree with you on certain. I don't care if you're probably you're one of the damn women lovers anyway. No, sir. Yeah, you are. You are. You probably have a wife and all this kind of madness.
You're live on Bang Out Radio. L.A. Drina in the building. What it is?
Hey, this is Fia Lamore. And I was
What's
calling because of them. Hey.
What's up with it, girly? You know, I just wanted to tell you, you're getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio, and welcome to my first show. You know, you're my first actual interview on this show, you know, and I just want to let you know that, you know, we holding you down right here. Can you let the audience out there know about what you got going on?
Yeah, my name is Fia Lamore, and I have a lot of music coming out. I'm a female rapper and songwriter. I'm actually on tour right now, performing in different cities across the U.S., just trying to get my name out there, and that's pretty much it. I'm for Female Unity, and I'm a different breed of female rappers. I'm actually not a female rapper. I don't like to say that. I'm a female MC.
That's what it is. That's right, girl. You let them know, you know. And I just wanted to, you know, say I appreciate you being on the show because it means a lot to me. I'm very passionate about females in hip-hop, as in particular because of myself being a female artist, you know. So I really push that to the fullest, you know. And I want to know, how do you feel about female unity, the FemC unity in hip-hop, you know, female rappers as a whole? How do you feel about unity?
Oh, I'm totally for female unity. I actually wish we could all just get along. There's not even that many female rappers, and then the ones that are in the game, they don't like each other, and I just feel, how can you make music if everybody don't like each other? So I try to really push female unity and females coming together because, you know, the males are dominating right now, and in order for the females to even try to get on their level, we're going to need more of us, and we're going to need us to get along and be able to hop on a track with 10 females and make a song, like how you would see a DJ Khaled throw like 20 dudes on a song. You know, we can't do that with female rappers because they don't like each other. So, you know, hopefully that'll change. You know, hopefully I can be a pawn on that chess that'll, you know, change that, and if not, somebody else can come through and help to bring that together, too.
Yes, that's what it is, Fia. You know, so where are you from? I did read up on your bio, and I already know what it is, you know. So can you let the listeners out there know where you're from?
I'm from Vallejo and East Palo Alto, which are both Bay Area cities, so I rep them both.
Why do I feel like popping my collar right now, though?
Okay.
That's what it is. But I got to let you listeners out there know, man, this girl right here is fire. You know, this is another reason why I like doing this show is because, you know, it helps me to learn about all the artists that's coast to coast on an independent level that just haven't hit the mainstream. These are diamonds in the rough, you dig, you know? So
right.
I look at this and I feel like, you know, we got to push them out there. You know why? Because with my passion, I know that it's more than one female in hip-hop. Shout out to that one female out there that's the only person that we see in mainstream. But, you know, it's so much underground talent out there. The females out here are overpopulating, and we are oversaturating the underground. We dominate the underground.
Right.
That's what they don't know. So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, let that be known. And we do have a caller right here, caller 9981. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Baby, you already know what it is. It's your girl, Topaz Lachey. Hi, Drina.
Hey, what's up, Ma?
Nothing. You know, I already know I have to call in on your first Friday, of course. You know.
Well, I am so happy that you called in. I appreciate the support, you know. I'm chilling with my girl, Marley B, right here, you know. And, you know, this is all love, you know. Bang Out Radio.
Right. Yes, Bang Out Radio, baby. You already know
what it is. I want to introduce you to Fia, man. She is a dope MC, you know. She's doing her thing, you know, and she got fire flows, you know, and I love what she's doing, you know. So you got to meet Topaz Lachey and add her to your connect right there, you know, because she have the shows and stuff lined up out this way. So make sure you know.
Yes.
I'll contact your manager, you know, for that, you know what I'm saying, and try to see if we can get you some shows out here, too. You know, when you come back from your tour that I heard about, you know, you got a tour going on down south, you know, that's
yeah,
what it is.
Well, I actually just got back, so I'm in Cali now. I just got back 2 days ago.
Okay, so how was the tour?
Oh, it was great. I mean, down south, they show so much love. They make me want to move out there. I'm like, you know, because in California, it's a little bit different, but I had so much fun out there, and those people showed me so much love.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, you have a great manager on your team, you know, and that's what was good. You know, can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write rhymes and everything?
Well, I've always wanted to be in music since I was a little girl. I started off singing in the choir at church, and then I started songwriting, and then I started doing, like, a little bit of performances, and then later on it just turned into rap. So I've pretty much been doing it, like, my whole entire life. Because I know that there's a lot of female rappers that only came out since Nicki Minaj, but I've actually been doing it, like, for years.
Right, right, right. So when you move internally, do you affiliate with a camp, or are you on the solo tip, or what?
What was that?
As far as your rap environment, do you rap with a lot of guys, or do you have are you on a solo tip, or you just move from place to place and you connect with independent artists?
I'm pretty much solo, but, you know, I've done performances where it's me and then a bunch of other guys on the roster. I never really do things with females because, you know, they're not really around that much. But, you know, I pretty much do things solo.
Okay, okay. So how have your experience been, you know, and I don't want to so much emphasize on the fact that you're a female and you rap, because I know it's more to your sex than that. But, you know, I feel like you could be an inspiration to a lot of aspiring female artists out there, you know, that's trying to get in the game and everything. It's so much more, you know, politics behind the female rapper as a whole. So I was wondering if you could give us some insight on, like, the business side of it. What advice would you have for the female artists?
If this is something that you really want to do, make sure that it's something that you really want to do, and don't just do it just because it looks like something cool or something that somebody else did and you like what they did. Like, I feel like in order to be in this game, it really has to be a passion of yours, because the fakes will get weeded out quickly. And also, you need to keep your head on strong and don't try to follow what everybody else is doing. Do your own thing, because different is good. And people get bored of the same old thing. And like me, I have my whole campaign is I want to be a different type of female rapper. I don't want to be the same one on there talking about sex and using dudes for their money and all that type of stuff. We have enough females talking about that. So when I come out, I like talking about different things, because I want people to look at me in a different way. I'm a lover of the music and not the image. And I feel like female rappers need to just try to come together and unite when you're in this game. And don't just come in for other reasons, because it's not going to work. And, you know, just keep your head on strong and really, really put your whole heart and soul into what it is that you're doing, and get out there and network. You can't do it just sitting at home, just praying that somebody will come find you. You got to get out there and get your name out there and really network.
That's what's up, Fia. You know what? the more I get a chance to hear you and get to know you more, I really respect everything you got going on, you know. And
I want to
give these listeners what they've been waiting on, because I know they're sitting on the edge of their seats right now and they're ready to hear some fire. But can you let us know about this track right here called My Base?
What is it called?
My Base? Is that what it is?
Oh, the La Cuckoo. Yeah, the one with the hood stars.
Yes, I'm feeling that.
Yeah,
right
there. That's a song that I did. That's one of my more tracks to represent the Bay. As everybody knows, Bay Area, we make music called, you know, hyphy. And so that's kind of like my little piece I was giving to the Bay Area. Coming from the Bay Area, I got to do something hyphy. I call it La Cuckoo because that's just like one of my nicknames. And it's just like something real crazy, and it's a real party jam. And then I had the hood stars come through and lace that track up real quick. So, you know, that's what it is.
All right, we about to get into some La Cuckoo by my girl Tia. Let's go. That's what it is. Bea L'Amour. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, you're pronouncing it right.
That's what it is, Bea. You know what it is. And I'm rocking with my girl, Bea L'Amour, right here on Bang Out Radio, FMC Takeover on that Banging That Fire Fridays. You know what it is, girl. You got that fire. What's the name of your mixtape, Bea?
Currently, I don't have a name for it because I'm still working on it right now.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking something more like Champion Music, but I haven't quite thought of the exact name what it's going to be yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to cop that when you drop that.
For sure. Good looking out.
Yes, yes, definitely. We have another caller calling in right here on Bang Out Radio. Caller 2521, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What it do? It's your boy Osiris.
What's up with it?
Yo, it's Fresh Life in the fucking building. Shout out to my nigga Outlaw. Shout out to Mike L. Mike L. Refresh is coming soon. I just called to let everybody know we're having a show at Tarzana. Show up. It's going to be popping. You know what I'm saying? I was personally calling to invite Topaz Lachey. You know what I'm saying? See if he was trying to go. Because it is going to be popping. We got the party bus and everything.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I got the party bus popping. So I got my girl Fia right here online. You know, she with it, man. She got her music going. She got flows with it, and I'm digging every bit of that. You know, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know what you got going on.
Shout out to her too. Shout out to her too. I see you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
big ups. Big ups. We can collab. I got them beats. Hit me up. Osiris.
That's right. Yeah.
Bang Out Radio, Bang Out Friday. That's how we do it.
That's right. Bang Out Friday, you know. So, Fia, you know, I just want to get into another one of your tracks right here, and then I got a ton more questions for you. You know, that
okay.
I would like to ask you. We about to go deep now. After this track right here, we got to go deep. But first, wait, the switchboards are going off the chain, Fia. Somebody trying to get at you, probably. 8510, you're live on Bang Out Radio, what it is. You're
Hello?
Live on Bang Out Radio.
Hello, I'm calling. I want to,
Hello? You're live, baby. I'm not sure if she got disconnected, but please do call back. I know she want to give you a shout-out and everything. She got disconnected. Just call back in, baby. We about to get it hot on fire right here on Bang Out Radio. Got my girl Pia in the building. So we about to drop another song right here. We got Put the West On. Man, Fia, they ain't ready for this one. Let's go.
Just let my soul play. Start with the slow shit, then turn my hype up. Serving them more than just dinner, he keep me wiped up. I got some people that would die for me and cry with me. So basically, it's time for me. So I gotta get my mind right, making sure the rhyme type isn't for the limelight.
Cause even when the weed don't work for the tears and the pains and the mic. So I hit a bass beat and we get to no sleep cause we grind like that. When you put me on the track, take a few steps back to the shit zone.
Cousin, the first member that ever witnessed me hustling. Out late, smoke grapes, yup, right out in public. Teenage, different cities, chilling like it was nothing. Corey never really tricked that knock. We went back to your house and we split that guap. And it was ill how we shook them cops. You kept it real, my pops, I swear we had it on lock. We mall hop till we drop, club to the parking lot. The only brother I got, so the verse can't express how I feel inside. I'm down to ride. After wipe the tears out my mother's eyes, kill Corey on the arm till this nigga dies.
That's what's up, Tia. You getting it in, you know. I'd like to also know, I have more questions for you, but the line is still going off the hook, Tia. We got caller 339 at your live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, how you doing today, Lachey?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Just hanging in here.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Al Poetic Williams of Hip Hop National Radio. Just calling in to give you some support. Just listening to y'all vibes, see what it's like, you know?
That's what's up. That's what's up. We appreciate the love, and the love goes right back at you. You know,
yeah.
I'm sitting here with my girl, Thea Lamore. She's getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. Just came off tour from down south. You know, Thea, can you tell the listeners what cities that you hit while you was out there?
I hit up Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, and Alabama.
That's right. That's right. That's what it is. You know, so did you link up with any artists out there at any point?
No, not really. I actually was just doing different performances, but actually in Alabama I did Summer Jam 3, and there was a couple of underground artists that was performing there as well, but that was basically it.
That's what's up. And what radio station are you calling from again?
You talking to me, Lachey?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's we're calling for Hip Hop National Radio. You know,
Hip Hop National Radio on the air. You know, that's what's up with it. It's all love. You know, and I want to appreciate you for calling in Bang Out Radio. I will be checking you out. Thank you for all the love and support, you know.
I've been wanting to give you support for a minute, but you know, I know our time, it was our time schedule was about the same time. Did you just recently change your hours?
Yeah. Well, yes. This is an earlier show for the listeners, you know, that's calling coast to coast. That way, everybody can get in on Friday because I know y'all trying to hit the clubs and all that. So I'm trying to catch y'all while y'all getting dressed over there. But over here, it's sunny in Cali, ain't nothing but 4:30 in the afternoon right now. You know. So,
yeah,
you know, it's good, you know. Yep.
All right. We're going to give you some shine on our side, man. Let people know about your show. You know, you need to post that link on my page so I can tell people about it, and also that, you know, your time thing. So if you could, I'm going to hit you up. I just hit you up on your wall a few minutes ago. Just let me know, and that way, you know, we can help support y'all and let
That's
people know about
it. That's what's up. I will network with you, you know. We right here on Bang Out Radio where all the indie artists get played, and much love to all the stations out here that support the indie artists, you know, because that's who got that true uncut fire music out there, you know. And that's what
Absolutely.
It's all about, So thank you so much for the love and support. No doubt.
We've been wanting to do it for a minute, but, you know, like I said, it was just a conflict in the schedule. But now that you done changed your schedule, we gonna definitely flood some love your way.
That's
how
right.
we do it on Hip Hop National Radio.com.
That's
okay,
right.
Thanks, Patricia.
That's
thank
what's
you,
up with it. We about
right.
to get
we on tonight at 10 o'clock, so, you know, tell your listeners for me. Okay?
I'll be checking you out. That's what's up with it.
Oh,
believe
me, we about to do it. Okay, you take care too. I'm listening though.
All right.
Take care. All
right. Bye. Yeah, so Fia, you know, this is what it is, man. Fia, y'all gotta look out for my girl. Can you let everybody know? Just hit everybody up right now. Let them know what links they need to get to in order to contact you.
Most definitely. You guys can hit me up on twitter.com/Phialamour. That's PHIALAMOUR. I'm also on facebook.com/Phialamour. And anything else you want to find on me, you can go ahead and Google my name, and all my links and videos and all that will pop up, because there's a video for that a Cuckoo song as well.
That's what's up, Fia. Also, you know, I have a few questions for you as well. You know, I would like to know how do you separate your business side of your life to your music? How do you keep the two separate, or do you even separate the two?
I don't really separate the two. I mean, right now my business is my life. So, you know, everything I do right now has to do with my business. And an interesting fact about me is, you know, I'm married. So I have my husband, he's like my number one supporter. He supports everything that I do in my music. And so right now, our heads are both focused on me and my music right now. So I don't have to, you know, worry about dating or anything like that. You know, I have a husband who's has my back, and, you know, we're doing this together.
That's right. That's
then,
right.
Yeah.
And so as a wifey, do you guys ever have any type of issues with the fact that you know, you're out there performing? I know the guys think you're hot when they look at those hot, sexy photos I've seen on your Facebook page.
No, actually, I mean, you know, like I said before, I'm really blessed because I do have such a supportive husband. I mean, when I went on tour and I was performing in all these different places, he was my hype man. So he's on stage right along with me rapping, and, you know, he's in the studio every single time I you know, go to the studio to record songs. And he knows that guys are going to be looking, but that's fine because he knows that I'm his. So he's not worried about nothing like that. So I'm actually really blessed that I have somebody who is so supportive, because I know a lot of guys wouldn't even have that. And that's why a lot of female rappers, you know, after a while, they feel like they have to let it go a little bit because they do want to find a dude, and guys really don't like to accept that. But for me, you know, like I said, I'm blessed because I actually have the best of both worlds.
Oh, you are so blessed. And you know what? I know it's, girl, it's plenty of female artists out there listening right now, and it's plenty of guys out there they listening to. You know, so I hope y'all listening to this. You got to make a balance in your career, you know, and she's doing it well. She's showing us a good example. We have a caller here calling in from the 510 area, so you already know what that is. So we about to let them get on air. What's up? You live with your girl, Fia, and L.A. Drina right here on Bang Out Radio. What it is? You're live on Bang Out Radio. They might be just listening in to support you. So, you know, it's cool. You know, y'all can keep calling in and giving y'all support. But I already know where this location is. This is from the Bay Area. Call it 1261. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. You know, you got a nice little fan base calling in to show your love. Keep supporting her. And the best way you can support her is downloading her music and paying for it. You feel me? You know, this is how we eat. You know, this is a job. This is a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week job. You know, this is a sporadic moment when you get up to use the bathroom at night and you just think about a few bars to write. It just goes down. You're never off the clock. So,
really, though.
You know, yep. So I got some more Simpsy music right here. I'm about to get into it with you, Fia. You know, right here on Bang Out Radio, I want to introduce you to an artist by the name of Twin SB, you know, she getting it in too. And I like that she's a little young chick right here in Southern California. Here we go, Twin.
Okay.
She's from SB.
How that ass up to that pussy go?
Like 14 days, you niggas just too weak. I drop songs, got bars like Tetris. I beat it up like breakfast. Two it up, and I'm on to the next bitch. It's most gang if you don't get the message. Everybody know HT, get a break. I don't track, you be safe and safe. One time, but it ain't no game. And if you niggas didn't know, SB be the name. And you can catch me on the block right here. Or you can catch me and your girlfriend, aim away. And you can catch me on the block right every day.
So you can catch me and your girlfriend, aim away.
Certified, don't claim my shit. And I just got a bitch, cause they all get passed. I keep a bad bitch, cause they all get nasty. I don't wanna know, I wanna flex you, ho. If you all in the head, I wanna fuck you, ho. Niggas just fuck it up, tragic. If you push real good, tell them pass it. Let me hit it too, you know, thrash it. Niggas gonna push me like an addict. And your bitch, give me brain kick. Niggas do too, yeah, same shit. It's no game, your bitch, give me brain kick.
And your nigga do too, yeah, same shit.
Face on your taste, no taste. I am first face, so I'm really not scared. If a bitch got beat, then I must engage. Base beater. Double up your maze and you see me on your bitches like a $1 million chain. The New Testament that got them quoting every page, and I don't need no Afro puff to rock it in the rage. I'm a D-O-B with no G-E-D, and I be walking over water, don't you see my feet? I'm turning water in the gas with the bass on beat. So if they got a lot of problems, no, they don't want feed. Point me out the baddest hooker, and I'm on that head. I heard he licked a lot of bitches, I don't want that head. Put your money on the last time I own that bed. I'm killing bitches with a pen, I don't need no lead. Cause I'm riding out to destiny, giving you the recipe, you just a specimen. But oh my God, call me Kevin, flames got him fucking me. Got a legend from your legacy to die.
Stuck up and fuck up and call it karma. She can suck your dick up and hiccup and call it pronto. Shit, round here, ayy, baby, I'm the Kato. It's a cocky, my gun and I will pop it. Enemies give me reason, pro tools for your breezies. Pimpin', no pimpin', but remember pimpin' what he teaching. Shit, you a shipwreck, slowly you a seeking. More kush what I'm seeking. Damn it, I am high, y'all Moscato what I'm drinking. Familiar what I'm speaking. Church in the building. I'm a free spirit. If you need a little quiet, tell Tito go and get it. I am ripping, just vomit. Horn is beat, I'm sickening. I say a hallelujah, mother sucker, pay attention. I am gold chain wearing gas up transaction. He's a G-O-D, make your bitch say damn it.
What it is. So I still have some more questions for you, Mitch. Thea getting it in right here with LA Drina on Banging That Fire Friday. Since you take over, you know, I also wanted to ask you, as an artist, who inspires you as an artist to write your style, your creativity? Do you have a favorite artist in mind?
My favorite artist in the world is Beyonce, but as far as hip-hop goes, I don't know. Like, I like pretty much all the female rappers, but as far as being inspired by them, I would say probably somebody like Lauryn Hill and Queen Latifah, because Queen Latifah
That's
took,
right.
you know, her career to a whole nother level, and I'm trying to get up there with her.
That's right, that's right, Queen Latifah, that's right. Shout out to all my thick chick rappers out there. You know, got to represent, you know, that's what it is. Missy Elliott, you know, that's what's up, you know. Shout out to Black Molly with that I'm a God. That was the last track I played, that was Black Molly. Y'all know Black Molly, get to know her. You know, we doing it right here on Bang Out Radio. We got a couple of your, more of your tracks, man. I know these people out here, these listeners, you know, they tuning in, they ready for that fire, and they've been getting it so far. You know, I also wanted to ask you, as far as your career, how have you seen your career evolve within the last 12 months? How have you seen your career evolve?
Oh, man, you said the last 12 months?
Yes.
Well, 12 months ago, you know, I didn't really have a lot of, I didn't have songs, like, pretty much on the radio. I was just, you know, really starting off. I had just got my manager, I think,
almost 2 years ago. So we're just now, you know, starting to really build up this whole Feel or More movement. And in the whole year, I've done, I don't know how many performances. I performed in Cali, you know, down south over there in the east. And my name has really, really gotten out there. I did my first music video, which did really, really good once it came out. And so I've accomplished a whole lot in this 12 months that's inspired me, myself, to keep going, because whatever it is I'm doing is working. And people are really feeling me, and they're really feeling the music. They're feeling the whole movement. And, you know, I'm in a totally different place than I was, you know, 12 months ago. I actually have real fans now, as opposed to just, you know, my family and friends supporting the music. I have people I've never met that love me and are going to continue to go with me wherever I go in this whole movement.
Wow. I want to congratulate you for all your success, you know, and it is an inspiration for myself and a lot of the listeners out there, you know. That's something that can give you some inspiration right there, just hearing it right there, you know, just seeing yourself, what you was doing, even your lyrical flow, however you was doing when you first started rapping up until this point, you know, that's a lot to be proud of. So where do you see yourself within the next 12 months from now?
You know what? I honestly can't answer that, but I do know it's going to be something big. I can't, you know, foresee the future, but I know that my movement right now is like at a jump start, and people are really starting to tune in, and I'm getting people actually requesting me to do different things. So I have no idea where I'm going to be, but I know with the help of the Lord, I'm going to go somewhere really, really far, because this is my dream, and it's just something that I felt like I was put here on this earth to do.
That's right. So, like, what do you have any upcoming projects or shows that's coming up in the future?
Right now, I'm currently working on a mixtape and an album at the same time, so... you know, in the music business, you know, you don't really know exactly when that's going to come out, but we're working on that. And I'm also getting ready to shoot a video for my single Go-Go Gadget that's out right now. I did the remix with Filthy Rich and Willie Joe and two artists out of Denmark. So we're going to be probably in the next couple months shooting the video for that and getting ready to start really, really pushing out these singles.
That's what's up. I got that Go-Go Gadget. That's going up next right here on Bang Out Radio. So keep tuning in, listeners, callers. Don't you go nowhere. Keep tuning in right here to Bang Out Radio. We do have another caller right here on line right here, caller 1261. You're live on Bang Out Radio. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hello.
Callers, when you press 1, that means you'd like to speak to the host. If you're out there and you're listening in, if you would like to call in and give my girl a shout-out, Fia Lamore, she's live on Bang Out Radio. Call in, 661-621-7559. Let me know what you've been feeling about the music, and let her know how you feel about her movement and everything she's doing right here on Bang Out Radio. We're about to get into some Go-Go Gadget. That's what it is.
Go. Now tell me I go. I tell you go.
yeah. They done fucked around and put me with Jake, ay. It's payday. Straight gear gas, I'm on the daily. It's massive gadget. Oh, go gadget. And my flow blue magic. My fans be grand paddock. Don't need ID. They came in here with Fifi. My VIP. John, and that means it's all heat. That means we burn beat. That means they like it. That means they grill geek. They in the club like, go, go gadget. Bay boy, took over the place. Listen, magic DJ. I don't know what you was planning to do, but make sure the next track you choose is fly cuckoo. I'm screaming, go, go, gadget, going dumb in traffic, cause my hood is blasted and my skill on savage. No need for asking, just receive and manage in the club and havoc, and it just so happened my team padded. Like camera action, 808 flapping, I'm finna break it back in, my game still attracting the Bay Area madness. It's like the passes, he's on the mic casting. So I'ma stack like V-Jules, niggas don't be fooled, cause I made for Pro Tools, but lyrics are roll too. He's sick of this line, flew up, won't have to remind you that my fan pill of bars.
Go gadget. So you can you tell all of our listeners how did you link up with the guys to do this track?
Well, Mr. Fab, I basically just, you know, hit him up on Twitter. He had been already watching me and listening to my music, so he was down to do the collab, you know, he had no problems with that. And then as far as Uso and Johnson, Johnson's out of Denmark, and I actually got hooked up with him through my manager, JK. He put that together, and then the other guy on there, Bay Deep, is my brother.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's a nice little combo right there, and, you know,
Thank you.
What it is. I see Vallejo's in the house, you know, Bay Area in the house, doing it big out there, getting it in. So
yes,
you also tell me what other artists out there that you could see yourself working with in the future?
I want to work with E-40 more than anybody. You know, E-40 is one of my all-time favorites, and I really can't wait to, you know, put that collab together. Also, as far as Bay Area, I'd like to work with the Jacka too. But my number one right now is E-40.
That's right. I get that. And E-40, I know you would come off hard on the track with E-40. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I can't even wait to let off.
I'm going to be anticipating that collaboration myself. So you let me know when that one goes down. Trust and believe that.
For sure.
I would love to hear that, you know. And so also I'd like to know, as far as your take on being in the hip-hop industry, what is the most difficult part of it that you had to go through, you know, that you found your biggest challenge?
The most difficult thing for me is the fact that people don't really respect female rappers. Like, when I tell people I'm a female rapper, their moods just change. Like, oh, that's what you are, you know. Like, female rappers really have a bad reputation in the game. And so I really have to, like, prove myself 12 times harder than a guy would if he said he was a rapper. And I think rap itself is kind of frowned upon now, because now there's a lot of people in the game that they're not making music. They're just making a lot of noise and doing something because they feel like it'll work for like 5 minutes. So really just the whole rap thing, really, people frowned upon it. So I got to really, really, really come hard to let people know, look, I'm not just doing this for other reasons. I love music, and I make music, and I make good music at that. And so, but I have to, you can't just say that. You really have to prove yourself. I have to prove myself against male rappers who feel like female rappers shouldn't be as good as them or they can't be as good as them. And then also people looking at me as if, okay, you're a female rapper, that automatically means you're a hoe, or that automatically means that you're going to just be rapping about, you know, all these sexual things, which I don't rap about. So a lot of people put, like, this little tag on me. They already know what I'm going to say just because I said I was a female rapper, and it's not that. So I really have to, like, prove myself and get people to really listen to the music, and then, you know, that's when they finally, you know, start giving me my respect.
That's right, that's right. So can you tell me this? How do you feel as a female rap artist? Can we break the molds and stereotypes of female rappers in the game?
Yes, we can, and, you know, that's my main goal. I plan on doing that. You know, you can mark my words, record this, and keep it 10 years from now, be like, man, she told us she was going to do it. I promise you, that is what I'm trying to do, is break these stereotypes of female rappers, because I just feel like it's just a disgrace that people even look at us in that light, because there's so many different female rappers that feel like, you know, they just want to say whatever and do whatever, and a lot of guys are behind them telling them, this is what you need to say, this is what you need to look like. For me, I'm more, you know, independent. I'm like, no, I know what it is I want to say, and I want to make music. It's not just about some stupid image that you want to portray out there about me. And I think that all we need is just, even if it's just one female to stand up and say, hey, I make music, I respect myself, and I want all the other ladies out there to respect themselves as well. And then that one female comes in, she's going to change the game, and everybody's going to be like, wow, so you can make music about whatever it is that you want to. It doesn't have to be about sex. Yes, sex sells, but if everybody in the store is selling the exact same product, and I walk in with a different product, people's going to be like, oh, what's that? That's different. I want that. So, you know, I definitely feel like I'm going to be one of those pawns to help change this game, and hopefully we'll have a lot of other females come in and join me.
See, that's what I'll be trying to tell everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there listening right now, you know, the movement I push is the Coast to Coast Femme movement, and that's not my movement. So quote me on this. That's not my movement. I'm just a part of the movement. I endorse the movement, and I'm a part of the same movement she's a part of. Breaking the molds and stereotypes of female rappers in hip-hop, that is a movement you can be a part of. If you're the type of chick that don't have a problem with being around other females out there in the hip-hop game, and you're not intimidated by the presence of another female, and you know that you are confident in yourself, your lyrics, your flow, and everything about your whole image, then why not be a part of the movement? If you really want to know what's going to really set it off for us females in hip-hop, it's unity. And when I say unity, I don't just mean collaborating on records, but, you know, we dominate the industry. And by us showing these people that's in mainstream who making these big decisions that we can unite and we can be who we want to be, it's, they just got to run with it. Because if we ain't in their videos and if we ain't out there trying to be the first lady of their movement, then it ain't gonna happen. You feel me?
So, right.
That's it. It takes a lot to do that, you know, and to set yourself apart, you know, from the common blueprint of MC. And you know, that's the whole purpose behind the movement, is to show everybody out there that there's always more than one flavor to hip hop. There's six different flavors, and she's one of them. A great flavor.
Thank
so,
you.
You know, right here on Bang Out Radio, I'm rocking with my girl, Thea Lamore, and she's very intelligent. I don't know if y'all been listening in on the entire show, but you got to recap, you know, if you didn't, you know, and this chick right here, she knows her stuff, and she knows what it takes to get where she got to go, you know. So, Thea, can you also let my listeners out there know, if you... where are you located right now? Where is your movement right now based at?
It's currently just in the Bay Area. I'm really on the move and thinking about relocation. So right about now, I don't have an exact spot as to where I am, but mainly in the Bay Area. Look out for me there, definitely. And I'm going to be moving this movement to the South real soon.
Okay. That's what it is. So if you're if you have any up and coming shows and performances out in Cali anytime soon, you know, can you let the listeners know if they can look you up right at this point? I know you've been working hard, so I wouldn't expect you to be like just going in right now. But do you have any up and coming shows?
Currently, I don't have any shows booked at the moment. But if you follow me on Twitter or actually add me on Facebook, anything that I have, I'll let you know ahead of time that I'm going to be doing it. So if you're on my Facebook, you're going to see the flyers up and everything up before it happens. So you'll know what's going to happen. You got to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/feelamore. Add me on Facebook, facebook.com/feelamore. And also follow my manager, twitter.com/thebeatstilljk.
That's what it is. Sophia, the way I got in contact with you originally, I actually met your manager, your publicist at the Female Hip Hop Honors Award. And I would like to know what your take on that award show and how do you feel about that?
Feel about what?
The Female Hip Hop Honors Award.
I actually really, really wanted to be there. Like, that's something that I wanted to attend when I found out about it, because I found out about it through Sugar T. When I found out about it, I had already been booked to do Summer Jam in Alabama, and I already had bought my plane tickets and everything, so that's the only reason why I wasn't there, because I would have been there, and I definitely support things like that. I feel like we need to have more of those, and just the fact that it was a building full of talented female MCs, I'm actually upset that I wasn't able to be there, but at the same time, you know, I had to stay on my grind, and I did the Summer Jam 3, so that was a blessing too, but I actually really want to be there.
Yeah, that was actually my first time attending an award show, and I loved everything about it, you know, and I didn't even know about it until, like, last year, you know, and like I said, I've been saying on my Facebook and everywhere else that you know, I really support all these artists out here. I actually, you know, when you're a female artist, a female rapper in particular, it seems like until you actually go outside of your bubble, you don't even know that there's a rap artist out there. It's a trip because that's the female rappers. I'm from L.A. I live in Antelope Valley, but I'm from L.A. I never really heard about all these female rap artists that's from my area that's doing it like how they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
right.
Not to take away from nobody else on the other side of the coast, because I work with everybody. But I'm just saying, like, as far as the West Coast chicks out there that's rapping, I never knew we had such lyrical talent. And that's my bad, y'all, because I was ignorant to the fact, you know. But now I got the information. You feel me? I got the information.
Right.
You know, I did follow a few of them that got that mainstream buzz, but they got that, you know, a higher level on the underground scene, you know what I'm saying, that's out there doing their thing, or they did their thing in the past, you know. But me, I always look for that, you know, and I'm just so glad. So if you guys are out there supporting the females in hip-hop, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep making shows like this worthwhile, you know. This show should be so big that we should have artists like Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj, Foxy Brown, you know, out there pushing movements like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it really needs to be on a national level, you know. And I appreciate all the supporters to this movement, because it inspires people like me to move forward with my career, you know. So,
right.
And thank you, too, for doing what you're doing, you know, because you inspire me to keep going forward. You know, sometimes, you know, I've been discouraged, you know, just by the fact of being surrounded by a lot of male artists, you know, and not being able to get that, you know what I'm saying, not to be able to get that shine like that. You know, it discouraged me, like, years ago. I ain't going to lie. It discouraged me, but you know, it did make me stronger lyrically, because, you know, when you rumble with the boys, you got to get it in, you know.
Yep. You got to put in work.
Yep. So, you know, I love your music. Can you tell me about your, like, what was it like for you to perform for the first time?
Well, actually, my first performance as a rapper, I don't know. It was really exciting. I don't get stage fright, because, like I said before, I've been performing since I was a little girl on stages, you know, different areas. So I don't get scared when I go on stage. I'm actually so amped up that I just can't wait to get on there. And then once I get on stage, I just like to have fun and move the crowd and really get them, you know, involved in what's going on in the music. So my first performance was just, it was crazy. Actually, my first performance is actually on my YouTube page. I forgot to tell you guys about that one. If you go on YouTube and type in my name, or it's actually youtube.com/FIYAHBAYBIE, and you'll see, like, my first performance, it was in Fresno, and you can see everything that happened. It really went down. They really embraced me, and I had, you know, people running up on stage to dance with me and everything, so it was crazy. Like, you know, my first performance was real good.
That's what's up. I like the way, you know, you have a lot of confidence in everything you do. You know, I don't know, who's your... Besides your husband, I know he's a big force behind your movement. Who else in your life is helping you build that strength or gave you that strength even before you got married? Who is that?
I would say it was my dad. You know, before he passed away in 2003, you know, my dad was one of my number one supporters. You know, he used to always love the fact that I love music so much. He would always grab a camcorder and just start recording, like, oh, you want to perform? Go ahead and perform. And, like, I would just do it in front of the camera at first. That's how it started off. And I think that's probably why I don't really have stage fright, because, you know, I used to do that and I wouldn't be scared. Every single, you know, family function we would have, because we, you know, we're very family oriented. So Christmas, Easter, anything where we had gatherings, I would always be forced to perform. Fia, you gonna sing? Fia, you gonna rap? You know, so I always would, you know, do stuff like that. But my number one supporter in my career has been, you know, my father, before my husband.
That's what it is. I can see him still living through you, you know, because the strength is there, and it's really obvious, you know, that you have a good support system, you know. Shout out to your dad. May he rest in peace, you know. The legend is a beautiful product of hip-hop, you know, that we get to, you know, enjoy. So that's what's up, you know. When it comes down to the side of the industry, I want to touch bases on is management. How did you decide, let me rephrase this. At what point in your career did you determine that you needed a management team?
It's just actually something that sort of kind of happened. Like, I was on, you know, I used to promote myself. I wouldn't have no team. I started off on MySpace. I would put music up and videos and all types of things to really promote my music. Then I went on Twitter and started doing the same thing. And then I found my manager on accident. You know, he was like, oh, you know, you're a female rapper. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, well, I make beats. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. So he let me listen to some of his beats, and he's like, could you do something on it? And at the time, I took a couple of his beats, rapped on them, sent them back to him, and then it was a wrap after that. He was like, oh, I like you. I want to work with you. And, you know, he came out here. We did some studio time together, and then he was my manager ever since. Like, it wasn't something I actually went out there planning, looking for a manager. It's just something that kind of happened. So I felt like, you know, it's something that was meant to be, because we didn't, you know, go out seeking it. It just happened.
That's what's up. So your manager has pretty much been handling everything that you have going on. You know, a lot of artists out here listening today, you know, they pretty much need to understand what to look for in management. Like, what do you think are good qualities of having a management team?
Well, I think with what I'm lucky with is that my manager is 100% for the music. He's not looking like, oh, you know, okay, well, I need to make some money off you right now doing this and doing that. He loves music too. Like, he makes beats, so he's not just a manager. He does music himself, and he makes beats every single day of his life. And he, you know, I'm pretty sure if he could rap, he'd be doing the same thing. Like, he really is for the music, and I feel like you need to have somebody that's there for the music, and you can kind of tell if people are, you know, not really there for the right reasons, and, you know, just kind of get a feel for people. But, you know, I would say somebody who knows about this business, who really, really, like, knows, you know, what to do with you and where to place you, and then somebody who's also 100% for the music and not for other motives.
That's what's up. I'm digging that right there. You know, also, I would like to ask you, what is the most embarrassing moment that you had in hip hop?
You said embarrassing?
Yeah, what's the most embarrassing moment you had in hip hop?
I haven't really had any embarrassing moments. I really can't think of any right now because, you know, it's all been. I would say, you know, getting booked for a show and then when I get there, you know, it's only like one person to perform in front of. That's pretty as embarrassing as it gets, you know, different publicists and whatever that book me for shows and people don't show up. That'd be about the only embarrassing thing that I really had happen.
Yeah, I feel that one right there. You know, I kind of, I'll be on the edge, like, in that whole arena right there. You know, I'm looking forward to having all those trials and tribulations and stuff that you got going on, too. But, you know, it's making you a better artist all day, every day, you know. So,
Right. Can
you let us know, as far as females in hip hop, who are the chicks that you are mostly connected with in the industry right now?
You mean like on a personal level or just who I like to listen to?
Personal, business, whoever you like to listen to, who are you connected with?
As far as female rappers, I don't have any real relationships with them. You know, that's another thing. I like MC Unity, but it's really, really hard to get females to come out and want to do stuff with you. I've only collabed with like one female rapper like ever. And as far as people that I listen to, like right now, there aren't really too many, but I do listen to Nicki Minaj. And I could say I used to listen to Lil' Kim, not so much her new stuff, but I mean, there's not really too many. Actually,
yeah, that's what
I have.
What were you saying? No, I want to hear what else you had to say.
I worked with one female rapper from, you know, down south. I collabed on her mixtape. But, you know, I try to seek out female rappers to do collabs and stuff like that. And a lot of times it just, I don't know what it is. It just never goes through. It never happens. So I don't really know. I'm really trying to change that because I feel like more female rappers should be working together. But, you know, it's not going to just take a day.
Right. So, you know, I would like to, you know, let you know that it is some rappers out there, you know. Some of them, I've been turned down from collaborative people, you know, just because of the fact that I'm a female. That's the only reason I could see, you know, them doing that, you know. But other than that, you know, I don't see why a female rapper would, you know, want to just be like that and be distant unless they just feel insecure within themselves. You know, they don't want nobody to outshine them on their track or they feel like they want
right.
to have a competitive nature of that sort. But me, I would like to surround myself by the hardest chicks in hip-hop on a lyrical level. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's what's going to keep me on my toes and help me bring my game up. So I'm inspired by chicks like you, chicks like Treasure. You know what I'm saying? I'm inspired by chicks like Black Molly. You know what I'm saying? All these underground chicks
right.
doing it. You know what I'm saying? Miss Toy out there getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, she
right.
ripped that show up there at the Female Hip Hop Honors, too. Miss Toy got it in. You know what I'm saying? I'm inspired by chicks like that. And Sugar T, too. You know, I finally got a chance to meet her, you know, and she's a very beautiful. She got a beautiful soul. When you talk to her again, tell her I said she got a beautiful soul. And she gave me her purse at the Female Hip Hop Honors Award. She gave it to me because I didn't get a chance to get a picture with her. She was like, well, I'll give you, you know, you can have this, you know what I'm saying, remember me by this. And it smelled bomb. So if y'all ain't got on to that sugar water, you better get it in. You know.
Okay. Yeah, Sugar T, she's the lick. She's cool.
Yeah, you know, living in that Bay Area.
But
really
I did want to say, you know, if there's any female rappers out there listening right now, get your stuff together, get your head on straight, and you know, stop with in the female rap game, you can't just have that female mentality of jealousy and not wanting to work. But you need to be working with all the females. We need to stick together because the guys is going to try to get us out of here. So we need to come together, make good music, and then that's it. Like, it doesn't have to be nothing else. We can come together and be a strong army. And I feel like that's what we need to do right now, but we just need more females to come in and join that movement.
Yeah. You know what? I want to tell you what my dream is. I've told all my female rappers that I know on a personal level. My dream is to see at a big award show like the BET, MTV, Grammys, whatever, let's see 100 females pull random female rappers on the stage. The same way Waka Flocka and Snoop Dogg and Dre and all of them, they will have hundreds of them up there in their white T-shirt.
Yeah.
Some Pump, some Stiletto, some Studs, some Sims. Let's see a whole network of female rappers on the stage rocking the mic with the little R&B chicks on the side, you know what I'm saying, singing the hook. You feel me? Let's do this, okay. Ladies. What are we waiting for? It's time for evolution in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? You know,
amen.
Back in the day in the 80s, it was like that to where you could come in, you could have a baseball cap, and you could prove your lyrical skill just by having your sweatshirt on. And they didn't care about how you look. As long as you had flows, they was with it. You know what I'm saying? Then it evolved
right
into a whole image, and you got to be sexy, a porn star, or you got to look this way or say this and that. No, be whoever you want to be, even if you are sexy. If that's what you believe in and it's your thing and not somebody who's trying to put you together like a collage, then do it. You feel me? If you're just
right
going to be on your, you know, Afrocentric mode or whatever, that's what you do, do it. And do it well and don't let nobody turn you away from that. You know what I'm saying? And if you gangsta and you got a lot of pain behind your music, spit that shit. Make it flow. Make it happen.
Okay.
But we need to come together and embrace each other for who we are and love each other. That's the way we're going to get it in, you know. And if y'all ever want to collab with this lady right here, you know, that y'all out there, you know, hit her up on her Facebook. Connect with her. It's too many female lyricists out there to not be getting it in with artists like her. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, you know. But on that note, we about to spin some FemC music, females in hip hop. Are y'all ready? We about to get it in right here on Big Al Radio. Let's go. We got the girl, my homegirl Marley B. She up in the building. She listening in on the whole show right now. She about to call in and give you the love. You know what I'm saying? And everything right there too. You know, so She's sitting in on this. But I got to give a shout-out to my girl, Z, Diva the Pimpress. She's repping Memphis, Tennessee. And I got a track right here. Here we go.
Johnny Giuliano.
Bankroll, Z Diva, Blackout.
I'm
talking about volume
down,
one, nigga.
I'm
just down south, hustling. Running, going out. Money coming in, only flippin' station, only rapper taking wins. So I'm hustling, I gotta get it in. I'm just down south hustling, money going out, money coming in. Only flippin' station, only rapper taking wins. So I'm hustling, I gotta get it in.
When I hustle, they hate, but it's time to relate. Ain't stopping, ain't dropping, cause they ain't taking no break. I get down on my grind, and Young Z ain't lying. When it comes down to money, man, I hustle for mine. Let me tell you how it is when you come in the brick. You might see kids hustling, younger than six, a bad fever. So I can sing it a hustle, they hating and jealous. But they ain't getting no trouble, cash be a star hustler. And that's just me, I lay my head out south, but I was raised out east. I'm dodging the haters, I gotta stack my paper. I'm in a booth right now, so I'm a hustler later.
I'm just down south hustling, money going out, money coming in. Only flipper station, only rocker taking wins. So I'm hustling, I gotta get it in. I'm just down south hustling, money going out, money coming in. Only flipper station, only
hustle in. Man make a dollar, money don't make a man. So I get it in, I take my Benjamins. I want to find a single life, I'ma need a million. A large bank account, pay me days account. Lay the dough on the floor and tell my bitch to count. This how we do down south, do dread and then we bounce. And people know I'm out, don't put these niggas in your mouth. For money and home, cars and clothes. I don't need it at a robbery, but the new is the road. Trying to get their next buck out of robbery. Bro,
everybody anticipating, waiting for what's in store. The quiet storm creeping on your winter.
those two tracks was my girl Z Diva the Pimptress, and the last track I played was by none other than Treasure. You know what it is. I'm live on the air with my girl. She coming all the way from Vallejo, California. She got that fire music. Sia's in the building. If you don't know about her, you need to look her up immediately. So, Sia.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you a question. You know, I was reading your bio and everything, and I heard that you was totally down with the movement regarding the anti-bullying campaign, you know, and I wanted to know, what was your insight on that?
I really feel like, you know, the bullying is just something that definitely needs to stop. And, you know, I used to have people who always used to try to bully me, and, you know, females want to fight me because of, you know, the color of my skin or just, you know, little stupid reasons. I really don't even know why. But, you know, I'm totally for the anti-bullying. I feel like it's just people being, you know, cowards, and really it really needs to stop amongst, you know, the younger people that are in, you know, school, high school, middle school, you know, elementary, you know, wherever it is. And I feel like the parents need to really, you know, get more involved in it and, you know, just stand up and just, you know, just somehow put a stop to that.
Okay, that's what's up. Can you let our listeners know how do you go about endorsing this campaign?
Actually, I don't. I'm actually surprised that you're even bringing that up, because I don't really have a campaign going for that right now.
Okay. That's what's up, but just by you believing in that movement, you know, that right there is something, you know, that's a positive attribute that you have to your music career, too, because there's a lot of young girls out there that are listening to your music and stuff, and that right there is going to be inspirational for them. Do you have any words of encouragement to the younger artists, young up-and-coming female rappers that's out there, which we've seen a little group of them at the award show who received the award, you know, I think they were called 305 or something like that, but they were between the ages of 8 and 12, you know, and you know, that's inspirational right there. But do you have any advice for up-and-coming girls out there, young ladies that are trying to get into this business? And, you know, how we had the Queen Latifahs and inspirational artists like Sugar T, Yo-Yo, you know what I'm saying, that we could look up to back in the day, you know, to listen to. You know, what kind of advice can you give to them for their first studio sessions and stuff like that?
I would just say if this is really, really something that you want to do, just keep your head on straight and really put your whole heart and soul into what it is that you're doing. And don't let nobody ever, ever in life tell you that you have to change who you are or change what it is that you believe in order to make music, because that is not true. Music comes from the heart. It comes from the soul. And there's no way that you can really, I feel that you can really be at your best if you're doing something that somebody else told you to do, because they don't know who you are. They don't know what's in your heart. So how can they tell you how to, you know, change yourself? I think that's a real big part in female rap, is a lot of people want to change the female, or they want you to have the image that they want you to have. And I feel like you need to just put your foot down and say, hey, I'm not like that. That's not what I'm doing. Thanks, but no thanks. You know, you can still make it. If the music is good, people are going to, they're going to be there for you. They're going to listen to your music. They're going to buy your music, and they're going to support your movement if the music is good. And that's what you need to focus on first and foremost. And just don't ever let nobody tell you that you have to change who you are, that you have to disrespect yourself in any type of way. If you feel uncomfortable doing something, don't do it, because that opportunity, it can come again. And that's another thing. Like, don't think that, okay, well, I have to do it because they're offering me this right now. No, you don't. You know, stay strong, stay prayed up, you know, make sure that you have a good relationship with God, and make sure that you know what it is that you want to do in life, and then just do it. You know, and if all else fails, you can always, you know, listen to Feela more, because I'm always going to have some sort of, you know, inspirational things to tell people, and, you know, just follow my movement.
That's what's up, Thea. You know, you're what you call an all around universal type of artist. You know, a person that can inspire, who can pull people in, and you just have that naturally positive energy at all times. And that's what's up. You know, I know you
Thank
don't have
you.
To be every day, but you know, the realness is what I feel right now, and it's coming from your music. I'm digging all of that, what you got going on, and that's why before you even get off the air, we're about to run all your songs back to back to back to back.
That's what's up. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to get it in you. And we have some callers on the switchboard, you know, that want to get it in with you. On Banged Out Radio, you know. So, you keep doing what you're doing, you know, and I already know that you're a strong force and can't nobody stop you, you know. But it feels good to have artists like you, you know, that's really going for what they want to do and they're really making it happen, you know, and plus they're able to inspire others while they're on their journey to the top, you know, and that's what's up.
Right.
So we're going to keep supporting you right here on Bang Out Radio. It's all love. You know, we have our show from Monday through Friday, and now we have a Saturday show as well. You know, so I will be in touch with your publicist, you know, and all of your contacts to make sure we keep getting
Did you get my manager's contact? Because that's who I want you to be in contact with, too, as well. Actually, I know he just tweeted you, but his Twitter is twitter.com/TheBeatStillJK.
Okay, the beat spelled JK. Okay,
yeah.
I got you. All
right.
That's what it is. You know, I'm going to definitely be in contact with you, and I will be following your movement on a personal level. I'll be definitely following everything you're doing in your career, and we at this point right now, but I will be following you all the way to the top. So, you know.
Thank you.
Stay a part of the Bang Out family. We definitely endorse what you got going on, you know. Hopefully we can get some on-air time together on camera, you know, and I want to follow you. I'm going to follow your movement from beginning to end, you know, God is willing, you know. So
thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, you really doing what you got to do, you know. So I really love that. And just keep going. We're about to get into another track right here on Bang Out Radio. I got my girl Shay Ree, she is from the Midwest, and she got that fire. If y'all don't know about Shay Ree, look her up. Shay Ree, spelled Shyree. Got that fire right here on Bang Out Radio.
I remember when I had nothing. from the bomb. I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, it's the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch.
Tuning in, I just want to let y'all know we got my girl Tia Lamore right here on Banging That Fire Friday. Happy Friday to y'all. I know y'all just getting off y'all work week, about to get it in with the club, you know what I'm saying? And if you going to the club tonight, make sure you ask your DJ to get some of that Tia Lamore in rotation. You feel me? That's what it is right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, shout out to my girl Bomb Bomb. Send me that track called Watch. You gotta watch. And then my girl Shay Ree out there in the Midwest, Chi-Town in the building. You know what I'm saying? Repping all that down there. Midwest, you got it. You know what I'm saying? On lock. So, you know, I gotta give a shout out to all my female rap artists out there. All my indie artists as a whole, you feel me? Male or female out there that's listening. This is not just no rah-rah, female, and no, guys, we love the guys, too, right here on Banging That Fire Fridays, you know what I'm saying? But I just got to highlight my FemCs on my Friday show. I do Twisted Tuesdays with L.A. Drina right here on Bang Out Radio. That's everybody submit your music. You're up-and-coming female indie artist. I want to know what you got going on, you know what I'm saying? And I want you to please submit your music with drina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You know, you can check us out on bangoutradio.com. We got all types of promotions out there, promotional package contests and everything for the up-and-coming indie artists. You know, you can have your manager to check that out. You know, we're working with a lot of different sponsors for promotional packages coast-to-coast where we can get your music heard in all the clubs and, you know, get you the flyers, the promotion like that. So if you're trying to get it out there, you know, keep tuning in to Bang Out Radio because we got a lot in store for you. This is going to be a hot summer. But I'm rocking with my girl, Fia Lamore. You know, we getting it in. And, you know, Fia, I just want to let you know we gotta hook up. I would like to do a collaboration with you, you know, so you can check me
That's
out.
That's what's up, you know, down for that.
Yeah, just check me out, see what I'm working with, and if I qualify to get it in with you, let me know, because I'm on.
For sure. Didn't we just add each other on Facebook?
Yes, we just added each other
on
Facebook.
We did, good. Okay, then I'll check you out on there. I was just wondering if that was you. Okay, now I know for sure.
Yep. While I was talking to you right now, I was feeling myself. I was popping my collar and leaning back and forth like I was from the Bay Area. I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That's what's fun.
That's what it is, though, you know. You made this show a real successful first show for my FemC Coast to Coast movement. If you guys haven't liked that page on Facebook, go ahead and click the like button. It's called Coast to Coast FemC Movement. You know what I'm saying? And click that like button. Go ahead and start networking with all the female artists. Post what kind of concerts and stuff you got going on, whatever you got going on with your life right now, and you want to post it. If you just don't even want to say nothing, you just want to post your picture just so we can know who you are, let us know. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about, networking with other FemCs out there, female rap artists, MCs. Get it in. You feel me? But, you know, I want you to go ahead and give everybody the shout-outs that you want to give them, you know, on the show. Give your shout-outs, everybody that you want to.
I want to give a shout-out first to my husband, Bone Loco. I know he can't listen right now because he's at work, but I will give a shout-out to him. I want to give a shout-out to my manager who's also listening. You can follow him. Twitter.com/TheBeatStillJK. And I want to give a shout-out to my sister Cookie and my niece Jayla. I know that they're out there listening too as well. Big shout-out to them. And a shout-out to everybody, all the fans and everybody out there that's listening that supports Fia L'Amour and the Fia L'Amour movement.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And where can, once again, can you repeat where the listeners can check your music out at?
If you follow me on Twitter, I'll be posting it all the time. But if you want to go directly to my music, I'm on ReverbNation.com/Fia L'Amour. All my music is on there. Other than that, if you hit me up on Twitter or Facebook, I got it for you. Don't even trip. Just let me know you want some of my music, and I'll make sure I get that to you.
That's what it is. Well, can I play my favorite Fia track right now?
Yes, you may.
My best one going down. This is the one that I just love so much. We got to get this one in right here on Bang Out Radio.
What it do? That's a remix of my tutu. Plenty of almost something that you probably ain't used to. Started off with walk over, now we go far.
Black boy beat.
That's what it is. Thea LaVore, you get it in. It just got us hyped up over here. You know, my whole crowd over here jumping for this one because that's a slapper.
Thank you.
I'm actually vibing with my girl Marley B from West Good Wednesdays. You know what it is, right here on Bang Out Radio. And, you know, she actually, you know, she want to get it in with you and just let you know what's up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to introduce you to Marley B. Here she go right here. Hello?
Hello.
How you doing? It's Marley B. I heard a lot about you, Fia.
Hey, how are you doing? That's what's up, though.
Your music is fire. I really, really like your music. It's real hot.
Thank you.
I like all the artists from the Bay. They little feel, you know what I'm saying, the way they just pretty much bring the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, like the missing piece to the puzzle, you know. L.A. could get a little too gangster sometimes, y'all, you know, unwarranted.
That's what's up, though. We appreciate all that love, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, no problem, for real. Shout out to Cali Bread and Topaz Lachey, Bang Out Radio, you feel me? Everybody that pretty much is working together right now to make this thing all go round, make our indie world, you know what I'm saying, rotate. Big ups to everybody out there, you know. How you feeling today? You know what I'm saying? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm actually, you know, really honored to even be on the show with you guys and then rocking it out. This is way cool. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm actually, you know, this is the first day I actually had to just really rest from the tour that I was just on. So I'm just really chilling, but I'm really enjoying this whole interview and everything that you guys got going on, banging out right now.
That's what's up. You know, I host West Good Wednesdays the day after Drina's original show, and man, West Good Wednesdays is, you know, like everybody call Wednesday hump day. It kind of is because it gets us from the beginning of the week to the end of the week, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I really, you know what I'm saying, appreciate being able to talk to artists and, you know what I'm saying, without even meeting them, be able to put my personality on their mind before they even meet me, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I like being able to network and, you know, mix and mingle and be able to receive information as well as give it and, you know, get my name out there and help people get their music out there.
For sure. I mean, this is a pleasure to be able to do something like this, you know. And
yep.
I got a lot of exposure back in the day. I'd say about a year ago I was co-hosting a Blog Talk radio show, which was something that I've never done. I've never, you know, wanted to be like a radio host or anything like that, but I did that and it really, you know, kind of got my name out there and stuff. And I networked with like a whole, that's how I met Sugar T, through the radio show. So,
okay.
With a whole lot of people through doing that Blog Talk radio show. So this is actually really a blessing that we have this tool out here to be able to, you know, connect with different people in the game.
Yep, that's how I feel, you know. Doing this radio show has, you know, gotten me used to interviewing people, talking to them. I've always been that, you know, type of person. People call me Lil Tyra. And they're like, you want to do everything from modeling to music to hosting a show, you know, to divine intervention. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, yeah, I'm going to do all that. You know?
Okay.
So it's like I don't know, it's a joy for somebody to recognize in you that you got what it takes to, you know, help them and help them help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just,
right.
It's like indescribable feeling, you know. It's only pretty much something you can show people. It's like self-explanatory. So.
Right.
I know Drina asked you, what projects you got coming up that I don't know about?
Well, I know you played the Go-Go Gadget earlier with Mr. Fab, but I also have the remix coming out with Filthy Rich, Willie Joe, and two artists out of Denmark. That's going to be coming out real soon, and I'm also going to do the video for that. And then I have a couple more tracks that I've recorded that are bangers. I don't really know if we're going to put them out yet, if we're going to, you know, sit on them for a second. But I do have new music coming out. So if you guys just really just
follow me on Twitter and also add me on Facebook. You're going to know everything, you know, because I put everything on there about what I'm doing. But I do have some real good music that's going to be coming out that, you know, probably is really going to shock you.
Okay. Okay, cool. So my daughter, yes, you know, I have a daughter. I have two. my oldest is 10. You know, my oldest is 10, and I'm sure people are still wondering how old I am. I swear at least three people have asked me, because I've done four shows, at least three people have asked me either on my show or on Facebook, how old are you, Mom? And I laugh it off. Like, would you ask your mother how old she is if you didn't know her? Is there something wrong with you? You know?
Okay.
Don't ask me how old I am because you don't see a wrinkle. Don't mean you don't ask. You can ask me. You know? But my daughter is 10. And, you know, she's going into the fifth grade. And she came home so excited telling me, Mommy, I know what a bully is. And then they told me about how, you know, to prevent bullying and stuff, because, you know, that is something that was a big deal for me when I was growing up. I grew up in Inglewood. I always been like a really, you know, small person, and sometimes people judge you by your cover. You know, we know that being females, that's breaking into the industry. And I used to have to go hard on females, and I didn't want to. I wasn't even that type of person. But if go hard was the word back then, that's what I would have been doing, even going to Christian school. Shout out to Inglewood Christian School and all my friends that's listening to Bang All Radio. But y'all used to bully me. I would keep it 100, you know. And so if it was something out back then to probably, you know, help the bullies from picking on people who were different, we might be further along in this world, just a little bit, you know.
Right,
so,
and I mean, I totally agree with you on that. And the thing about me is when I had different people bullying me or trying to, you know, treat me a certain way, I felt like it just made me stronger. Even though it was a very bad thing, and I wish that it hadn't happened, but it did make me, you know, a stronger person, you know, in the end. So I don't know. I'm the type of person that likes to make a positive out of anything negative. I find something positive out of it, and that for me is, you know, it made me a lot stronger. But it's just something that I would not want my child to have to go through, you know, just for the most stupid reasons.
Oh, yeah. None of us, like, I swear, none of us, even our parents, you know, we don't want our kids going through that mess. And I'm grown, okay? And my mom just moved out of state about 3 years ago, and I'm saying just like it was 3 weeks. You feel me? I'm still attached to her at the court. And she, you know, when she see, like, people, when you start doing things and you start changing your life, not just your swag. You know, swag to me is just a little bit of an image. When you start changing your life and the friends that you had around, it ain't even about them being beneath you or that they are you above them now. It's that you on a different path. You feel me? Your friends, they might have been on Route 66 and you in L.A. on the 110. It's just two different freeways, you know?
Right.
So it's like I went through it, you know what I'm saying? Just up till recently, this weekend, I went through it, and I turned that negative into a positive. I love to laugh and make people laugh, like I always say. And, hey, people might take me wrong. They might take me right. But you know what? They going to take me. You know what I'm saying? Hate it or love it. So,
heard that.
You know, I be telling my friends, because I still call them friends. You know, people call them haters. No, I call them friends, because at a point in your life, you saw a reason why you wanted to be my friend. And it was something that wanted me to
And I just think that it's really hard for people, especially when you really start doing something that's going to take you off and it's positive. People really feel, I think it's just insecurity, like, dang, I'm not really doing nothing with my life. So I'm seeing what she's doing. And when you come around them and you're looking all proud and, look what I'm doing, they don't really have nothing to show. So then they act funny. They kind of push back away from you and, you know, they –
try to throw negativity towards you, but that's only because of the way they feel about themselves. But I don't never think that you should stop doing what you're doing based off of other people's negativity, because that's what they want you to do. So you can be in the same boat as them. It's the same crab in the bucket effect. You know, they want you to be down there where they are so they can feel comfortable around you. But I'm not here to make you feel comfortable. I'm here to live my life to the fullest. And hopefully you learn from me and you get on your own boat and live your life to the fullest, because I'm not going to stop you.
Exactly. And I'm going to say one more thing before I let Drina take back over. I, you know what I'm saying, ain't here to make nobody feel comfortable but my kids, you know? And if my friends, or sorry, ex-friends, haters, or whatever, if they affected me to the point where I'm emotionally, you know what I'm saying, out of control, guess who's affected? My kids. So that's what helped me make the decision. Got rid of them friends, and guess what? I've been just glowing ever since, feeling joy. I never even knew how joy felt. I've always been feeling temporarily happy. I've been content. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give Drina back the mic, you know, and continue with this bang-out legacy that we make it. You feel me? Be glad to be part of the legend, baby.
That's what's up.
Amen.
That's what's up. You heard it right here. My girl, Marley B, we was actually just, you know, getting together. You know, she knew that I had this show, you know, with you on here, you know, and she's been anticipating your presence, you know, and it's all love right here with the Bang-Out family, you know. Marley B, I met her on Facebook, actually, but, you know, the movement just grew. Now, you know, we about to get on an all-female version of the Look At Me Now, you know what I'm saying? B, you know what I'm saying? She came off on that, on love, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. You can find her on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. Just, at, you know, add us all, because we're going to be having your back and we're going to be supporting you. Even when you down south, you know, we're going to be still pushing your movement out here. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
so
you.
Just let us know what you got going. And since we got 2 minutes left in the show, if you want to say something one more time before I keep spinning your track back to back, you know what I'm saying? We're about to mix you out. You feel me? With your bomb fire tracks. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I just want to make sure that everybody out there listening has no problem finding me. I'm going to spell my name for you. It's P-H-I-A-L-A-M-O-U-R. You can Google me, Twitter me, Facebook me, everything. Just everything feel more. So make sure you guys check me out.
That's what it is. Y'all have been just laced with my girl, Feel Amore. So keep on following me and check my page out, because I'm going to have all her information on my page. So y'all keep on checking her out. And we about to spin her out with all her fire tracks right here on Bang Out Radio. Banging That Fire Friday, CMT Takeover. Let's go.
Faster than a speeding bullet, quicker than a moving